Music is the force that moves people.
No one's going to have their lives changed by a song, but you can plant a seed in people's mind.
Rock and roll whispered in my ear and said, the world is more malleable than you think.
Well, we tried to book Larry Word, who runs a gift shop at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, but he was unavailable. So we got the next best thing. We got our friend David Plyer is going to fill in for me on Monday. More about that in a bit. And Justin from the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And Justin knows I refuse to try to pronounce your last name. What is it?
Kolovsek.
Kolovsek.
There you go.
That's it right
there.
Perfect.
And the P in Kolovsek is silent?
No, yeah. You know.
Okay.
It's about that. It's about that way.
Justin, nice. Louder than words, rock, power, and politics. What is it?
It is direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have 176 artifacts that date back from Eisenhower through Trump. And we go through the entire, literally...
The history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll, but then looking at what the political climate was at the time, looking at different issues like civil rights, gay rights.
Who curated all this? The museum itself?
All done by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This exhibit has actually also been at the Clinton Library, and is after being at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, it will be at the Bush Library in Texas.
Yeah, so it's on the road.
So, David, what's your favorite piece?
Oh, I would have to say it would be there's a lot of actually artifacts from like the Vietnam War that are up there, but there's original Village People costumes that are there, but there's a lot of handwritten music.
Do they have
music.
The one you wore?
They do not have that one in stock, but there's also a lot of handwritten music, one by Bob Dylan, and Bob has the neatest handwriting on the planet,
which
would be a little surprising.
And you can see where he used an eraser and took something off, and it's like, what was he going to say for times they are changing instead?
Yeah, that's music, yeah.
We also have to explain that to kids. Why is that smudge there?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're opening today?
We open today. We open in 45 minutes.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is where?
So Museum of Broadcast is it?
First I want to see if you know where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was.
Cleveland, of course.
Oh, okay. Now that we've established
Cleveland,
the Museum
rocks.
Of Broadcasting is where?
360 North State Street.
State and Kinsey.
State and Kinsey.
Yeah.
You guys know that right across the street, the parking garage that's like Kitty Corner, I guess you'd call it?
Yeah.
Is a parking garage I got lost in. Now, as you know, there's only one way to get out of a parking garage, but that parking garage has a secret trap, and that one of the elevators goes to the second floor, but not to the first or something like that. I was in there for a month and a half in December.
And John DeCasse were wandering the parking lot, and I said,
this is recent.
Oh, yeah. I said, the last time we did our live broadcast there, I said, get in the car, and Steve wouldn't get in the car, but John did, and I drove around up all the floors and then down to find
Steve's car.
So I dropped John off, and then as I was driving down to leave, I passed Steve still walking, and I was like, hey, get in the car. I know
there had
been
several search parties formed.
Can I admit it's happened to me as well?
Yeah. My man.
People that park there all the time, it happens.
Having said that, it's well worth getting lost to go to the Museum of Broadcast Communications. This whole thing put together, is it typical of a museum to share in this way? Is that how things are done?
Yeah, so a lot of museums will create an exhibit, and then they will start to put it out on the road and travel it.
Is it, I mean, it's like a Broadway in Chicago thing? It starts here, it goes to New York, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. It's actually, if you were to look at almost any museum here in Chicago, they've all done traveling exhibits at some point.
And this one specifically is going to be here just through Labor Day. So it's Memorial Day through Labor Day. And then we've got another one coming from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame called Rock on TV that debuts in October.
I'm sorry.
You guys had great success with Saturday Night Live, the exhibition.
Absolutely.
So thanks to everybody who came out to do that.
Thanks for all your support.
But David, talk for a second about the mission of the Museum of Broadcast Communications. So why do you exist?
Why? Because there was 35 years ago, I think this is when Bruce Dumont was still in the TV industry and noticed that tapes, artifacts from shows were just being thrown in the dumpster. So all this archival stuff, and a lot of it, you know, when you think about the all the newsreels that are gone and so forth, I mean, that's historical documentation of the times.
No question.
And they were going in the garbage, and he really wanted to sit there and pull all the stuff together and preserve it all. And we've got over 80,000 hours of television and radio content.
It's part of our history.
It absolutely is. But no TV station, once they run out of room, it's gone.
Well, you'd make you cry if you knew the stuff the Tribune Company has thrown away through the years.
No, totally.
Including the stuff from the old, from the Tribune Tower. I mean, I remember from the time I got fired when I left. Dave, remember I got fired, so I left?
I do.
The stuff you guys cleaned out when you moved from the first floor to the seventh floor, and a ton of stuff was thrown out.
Well, so a lot of stuff actually was archived at Northwestern. And it was turned over to them for archival purposes. But, yeah, just from the...
It's old tapes
from the first time that I worked at WGN 35 years ago, there's been so much that was lost.
There's a record library there that had thousands of records. And whatever happened to all that stuff? Spike steal it?
It went to... some of it went to a university. No, he didn't. Some went to a university, and then the ones that actually weren't valued as much went to Dusty Groove Records, and they sold them off.
A lot of the words, rock, power, and politics. The politics part of this, generally speaking, Justin, we'd think, well, politics, we don't get along with rock and roll. Is that always true?
It's not always true, actually. When you look at, there's a few different exhibits in here that one is about war, and they look at Vietnam, and they look at the pro songs and the anti-war songs that were kind of going on at the time. We've got a shirt worn by Johnny Cash when he said, you know, people need to man up and do this for their country. And then right next to it, we've got, you know, the lyrics to the song War and such. So, you know, it's definitely throughout the piece, we have everything from, Aretha Franklin's hat that she wore at the Obama inauguration and singing.
How about Clinton saxophone? Where's that?
Clinton saxophone, we have that as well.
Come on, really?
Yeah. We really do. Yeah. And then we have got things like Eric Clapton's 9/11 guitar. We have Eric Clapton's famous Birdie guitar that he used with George Harrison.
There's a lot of exclusive videos, too, and interviews with, like, Bono and Dee Snider and Gloria Estefan, Jimmy Carter, exclusive on this exhibit, too, that you can see as you walk through.
Well, you just described it would be the weirdest sequel ever to We Are the World.
Yes, that's true.
Again, a lot of the words, rock, power, and politics opens today at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. How do we get tickets?
Museum.tv, or you can always get them at the door as well.
When you go, how much time do you think you should allow?
About an hour.
An hour.
Depends on the kind of museum goer you are.
You can do a couple hours, actually.
I think Wendy Snyder is going to stay for like 6 hours.
Yeah, she's totally into this. She is.
If you read every single panel, it's going to take more than an hour.
No, I suggest, I'm an idea guy, and I suggested to David, I don't know if he brought it up to you, is a section on groupies, including bringing in old groupies. for various stages of rock and roll. But you guys didn't want to go with that.
No, we didn't. No. No. We might do that as a special event.
Did it come up in the meeting, though, as something worthy of consideration?
I think Larry actually killed that idea.
Oh, no. Larry killed it for his own protection. Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street. What are you doing on my show Monday?
We've got Robert Wilkie, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. He's going to come on the air. So will Chicago's own Gary Sinise. You know how much he's impassioned about. You know, and there's a big difference, obviously, between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but we'd be kind of remiss if we didn't talk about how we're taking care of our veterans. And then we'll do some summer grilling, and we're going to give away a Weber grill at 8:50, so good stuff.
Are you going to cook on the air?
I don't believe so.
Because you get the smell out of the studio by Tuesday morning. If
we used to tailgate
in the parking
lot. We
can't open these windows, you know that.
We used to tailgate in the parking lot. If we did in the garage, there might be trouble.
You could be right. Monday, David Plyer filling in for me. We'll be back on Tuesday. As always, Justin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
What's the website?
Museum.tv.
All right, you got to go to work, man. Go open this thing. It's not going to open on its own.
Yeah, get out of here.